Surigao City. What was once a thriving community in the southern Philippines, now reduced to this. Everywhere we go, there is destruction. This police station was no match for Typhoon Rai's fury. Even the local hospital has not been spared. Desi Leonardo walked for miles, desperate for drinking water. I asked about her family. She says her home was damaged and she had to leave her children behind. Romeo Bernales, too, feels frustrated.
We are like children abandoned by their parents. What happened to the government? Please don't forget us. Please help us.
Many survivors say they are now forced to scavenge for food. Are we also not human? They ask me, and wonder why help has not arrived. A few hundreds of meters away, Surigao Airport. Despite the damage, the airstrip is still operational. And from here, military reconnaissance flights and aid operations take off. From above, it is clear that Typhoon Rai spared no one. But we need to be on the ground to see how bad it is. So we take a boat and dock on Dinagat Island. Even for a country often battered by natural disasters, the magnitude of the destruction is unprecedented. In San Jose, there is hunger and heartbreak. UNICEF also says close to more than 800,000 children are in need of emergency assistance. Street by street, despair. Survivors say it feels like a struggle, even to stay alive. While there are those who are still too shocked to share their ordeal. One woman approached me and asked if they had been forgotten.
Tulungan mo kami.
Please, please help us. It's Christmas, she tells us. But what we are seeing is just a fraction of the devastation. At least four other provinces are suffering from the Typhoon Rai's fury. This humanitarian crisis is only just unfolding. Chimayla Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Dinagat Province, Southern Philippines.